And good Tuesday morning, live from the KGGF Historic Studios in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Spank. Glad you're with us here again on this Tuesday morning. We're joined in studio by City Manager of the City of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. Mark, always glad to have you here in studio with us.
It's always great to be here.
As, of course, we preview this evening's commission meeting agenda, as well as go over anything else within the commission there that needs to get out to our listeners. But at the same time, just a few days ago, can't believe... I usually use it as like that midsummer classic, you know, 4th of July. But do you do anything special for the 4th, Mark?
Just watch fireworks go off everywhere.
I was going to say, the city of Coffeyville was like a competition for some reason. I mean, the neighbors, whether you were on one block or the other, they were going back and forth with just a raw competition of fireworks there. We personally, we went up to Independence, saw the community show. It was good, and the same thing up there. It was like the second that the show ended, everybody else had to get in and put their 2 cents in. So it was great. It was a great display, and I'm glad everybody, and hopefully everybody, had a safe few days while they were, you know, available to fire off. But we do have a big celebration coming up. Now, Mark, I don't know, were you here last year for the summer celebration?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
So I'm kind of excited. I've heard this is not just a 15-minute show. This is something spectacular, and I'm looking forward to watching it.
Absolutely. This isn't your middle-of-the-mall fireworks show right here. These guys come out to play, no doubt. So with that, summer celebration again is this Saturday. I'm not sure if we'll sit down with the organizers one more time. We sat down with them a couple of weeks ago and kind of previewed it out there. They're doing some cool VIP viewings, things like that, so you're really going to enjoy it as well. And one thing that I'm sure you've taken away here from Coffeyville is it, you know, we can host a nice event in this town, and there's a lot of support.
I'm just impressed and amazed, and it is just fun to watch everything from a Christmas parade and these things. It's just great. And the good thing is, you know, come on out to Walter Johnson and watch it. But because of the great show, look up wherever you're at. Just look up.
Exactly. And I was reading this funny thing online, and it was just like, your friends and not even you is going to watch the video of the fireworks. So put down your phone and just enjoy the show.
Exactly. That is it.
Again, we got a commission meeting tonight. Real quick, I guess we'll just start from the top here. It's always scheduled, same time, same place, but for those that don't know, where's it happening tonight, Mark?
It's at City Hall on the second floor. If you need assistance, there is access on the east side of the building. If you'll come up to the steps and turn to your right and go down, there's accessible door, and you can come in through there and take the elevator up to the second floor, and it'll be in the commission room at 6:30.
There you go. Again, bring comments, questions, concerns, anything like that. They have a complete moment at the end for the comments from the public, as well as today. Actually, not too bad of an agenda, if any of an agenda, to be honest with you. It looks like a brief meeting tonight.
I was going to say, it's very brief, and we do have an update from Montgomery County Action Council. It's their quarterly report. So Trish will do a great presentation and an update. And then in new business, we have an ordinance to allow alcohol to be served on 9th Street. And that's the chamber hosting a Hops Around Town Beer Festival event on October 12th of this year. So that's... kind of it in short. It's our budget time, so we're crunching numbers.
Yep.
Kind of explain the budget is the valuation. We received that the 1st of June, right around the 1st of June, and that gives us their estimate of what the valuation would be for the next year in 2020. The budget is due to the county treasurer by August 25th. And so usually in July, you will work on the budget and have meetings, budget meetings. And then in August, you will formally adopt the budget.
Gotcha.
And then you run it over, and then it goes to the state. And it is what... commissioners are aware, but truly, the budget in the mill levy is not finalized until November 1st. And so the budget that we're working on, we're trying to say what it will be 18 months from now.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. So
a little bit about budget.
Yeah, a little bit, just kind of a full wraparound, full summary almost there, just your two cents on it. But, you know, it's good to know, especially, you know, transparency-wise, that the commission mm-hmm. is obviously on top of things. You know, you mentioned August 25th. It's not like you guys get to August 15th and you're like, hey, let's start crunching numbers. No, it's something that you guys take care of. And obviously, doing this prior over in a different town here in Kansas as well. You know, you've adopted those and brought some of your techniques over, and I'm sure picked up some things from the commission already as well. So, well, let's go back over here to the Montgomery County Action Council report, because I know it's kind of exciting stuff here with everything that's going into mm-hmm. Coffeyville. But I'll tell you what, I don't know. I mean, if you've talked to Trish, because I talked to her last time, but right now it's looking like Walmart kind of enjoys the Amazon building over there.
That's it's hopefully it'll grow and expand, but their interest is, and you know, we'll learn more as we go along, but we're hoping they grow and utilize the facility more and more, and we'd love for them to expand, take the whole building.
Yeah, there you go. Take the whole thing, or at least, if they choose not to, maybe encourage others to utilize that space as well. So with that, too, we'll go down here to this new business. So I got to ask, allowed alcohol to be served on 9th Street. Is that just kind of in between that block right there with Lanning's and the Yoke?
Yes, it's trying to contain with there, and it will be, you know, according to state statute. We have to follow those rules, but the city would allow that for that day, that event.
Well, and to be honest, I mean, that's a pretty big space right there, because you even look back to the little 150th birthday celebration mm-hmm. that we had. There was a little beer garden over there, and that was, just a small little fenced-off area, and people had plenty of room, plenty of space. So I think this is a good idea. Do you have, I know this would probably be a Candy Westbrook question here, but do you have any idea of, I mean, are they setting up, like, vendors on 9th Street as well, or are the restaurants getting involved? I mean,
I've heard a little bit of this that.
I'm so interested.
I'd hate to say anything and it not be true, but usually if Candy's putting it on, it's going to be something pretty neat to do.
Exactly. It's going to be a good time there. Again, speaking with City Manager of the City of Coffeyville, Mark Hall, this morning for a brief City Commission meeting. Any final notes or things like that you wanted to get out from this agenda here? Or
no, just a reminder, everybody, the heat index is going to be up.
Yes, it is.
And drink plenty of water and try to stay cool. Hopefully this won't last too long. But it is always a worry for city employees. But, you know, we care about the community. So please be safe out there, especially when it gets hot as it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's not going to be as advertised. It says it's low 90s today, but with that heat index, it's going to be a lot warmer than that. So, again, keep that in mind. You make a good point. City workers and beyond, you know, stay hydrated, find some shade. So with that, again, don't forget out there for our listeners and the public as well, you do have a moment to speak at these commission meetings, questions, comments, concerns, and they do encourage it. Mark, one last time for our listeners, when and where is it happen at
City Hall at 6:30, second floor, commission room, and if you need assistance, there's access on the east side of the building. You'll go down, it's a single door, it's a little ramp down, and you can go in and take the elevator up to the second floor, and you'll see us in the commission room.
Easy enough. Again, City Manager Mark Hall this morning is joining us. Mark, I'm expecting to see you out there Saturday. I'll be out there day. So.
Oh, yeah.
I will. We'll have a good time, and I'll tell you what, you will not be disappointed with that fireworks show. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Mighty 690 KGGF.